Welcome back to Land of Joy's Wednesday Meditations. It's been a little while since we did the last one, but hopefully you have used our previous recordings. So today I wanted to share with you a meditation from Kathleen McDonald's book, How to Meditate. And it is a meditation on the clarity of the mind. So I will start by reading her introduction. Which is chapter 2 on meditation on the clarity of the mind. The reality of our existence is that we are a combination of body and mind. Each of these in turn is a combination of many parts, all constantly in a state of flux. Unfortunately, our ego is not satisfied with such a simple explanation. It complicates matters by fabricating a view of an I or self based on our conceptions, likes and dislikes. We think, I'm attractive, I'm ugly, I won't succeed, I have a bad temper. We believe these projections and assume they are permanent and unchanging. And we do the same with people and objects in the world around us. We believe he is bad, he is bad-tempered. We build up our own very solid picture of reality and hold on to it unquestioningly. Meditation on the clarity of mind is an effective antidote to our concrete projections. We can gain a direct experience of the clear, non-material, transient nature of all thoughts, feelings, and perceptions, thus weakening the tendency to identify with them. As the subject, the mind, softens, so too do its projected objects. They slowly lose their concreteness. The feeling of dislike towards the bad person may still arise through habit, but we have to the space to recall, this is a projection of my thought, which is clear and transitory. It rises like a wave in my mind and soon will pass. The object does not exist in the way I see it. So this meditation is especially effective for softening our view of our own self. Normally, our self-esteem is low based on past mistakes, personality, bad habits, and the like. But anger, jealousy, selfishness, depression, and other problems that haunt us are mental experiences and therefore clear and transitory. These states of mind depend for their existence on our belief in them. By recognizing this in meditation on the mind's nature, we learn to let go of and stop identifying with these experiences. Our intrinsic nature is clear and pure and is with us 24 hours a day. The negativities that rise and fall like waves on the ocean of our consciousness are temporary and can be eliminated. Consistent practice of this meditation will eventually generate a certainty about this pure nature to the point where it becomes our reality, our actual experience. This is a natural step towards understanding the more subtle nature of self and all phenomena, their emptiness of inherent existence. So we begin by setting ourselves comfortably. Looking to our posture, taking care that we are stable and based well. Then we can begin by breathing in deeply through both nostrils, bringing the air down to the stomach, holding it for a moment, and then exhaling slowly and gently through your lips. Repeat this twice, then breathe normally. Observe your breathing without thinking, without conceptualizing. Once your awareness has become sharp, turn your attention to the clarity of your consciousness. Your consciousness or mind is whatever you are experiencing at the moment. Sensations in your body, thoughts, feelings, perceptions of sounds, and so forth. The nature of each of these experiences is clarity, without form or color, space-like pure awareness. Focus your attention on this clear, pure nature of the mind. Initially, it might be difficult to find the actual object, that is, the clarity. If so, meditate on a mental image of clarity. Perhaps visualize space. Imagine lying on a hilltop, staring up at a sky that is completely clear and free of clouds. Concentrate on this vast, unobstructed emptiness. Imagine that it flows down and embraces you and your surroundings. Everything becomes empty like space. Hold this experience. Feel that the nature of your mind is like this clear, empty space. When thoughts and distractions arise, do not react to them, neither follow them nor reject them. Remember that they are clear by nature, without substance. Simply watch them come and go, then return to the awareness of the mind's clarity. Do not think about anything during this meditation. There is no need to wonder what the mind is. Simply observe it, its clear nature, which is like infinite empty space. That is sufficient. Be natural. Meditation is simple and natural. It is nothing special. Simply watch your thoughts come and go, then return to the awareness of the mind's clarity. So slowly now become aware of your surroundings. Bring yourself out of the meditation gently. Take Take a couple of breaths. And then we dedicate all the positive energy created during this session to the happiness and welfare of everyone. And we maybe recite the, or I will recite for you, the verses from the Way of the Bodhisattva, the Dalai Lama's favorite prayer. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains and for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. So stay safe and well until we can welcome you back to Land of Joy, and see you soon, I hope.